All right, the beginning of Kuf Tzad Gimel Amid Aleph, Parashas Tetzave. V'alta Tetzave is B'nei Yisrael. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, without his name, V'alta Tetzave, there's no introduction of Eidav Hashem or Moshe Leimer, any of the classic introductions. Begins immediately with V'alta Tetzave is B'nei Yisrael, V'ikru Eilecha, Shem and Zay Yizach. You should take for yourself pure olive oil. So the Mefarshim bring up already questions. He says two of them, which I remember. Ha'echad, the first question is, why is it that when it comes to the mitzvah of Yikro Elecha Shem and Zay Yizach, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is completely omitted here? Why is this mitzvah different than any other mitzvah in the Torah? All of them are introduced with Hashem saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to Klal Yisrael. And here, it is totally concealed. I don't know what this next word is. Vahas? From silent. Yeah, that's what it looks like here also. I think it's from a language of silence. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is omitted. That's one kasha. V'habezin, the second query is, mipnei mani toisiv havav b'milas v'ata tetzave. What is the purpose of the vav at the beginning? And the parsha could have easily has begun just as well with ata tetzave. What's the v'ata tetzave? Let us introduce the words of Chazal, Bereshis. Rashi quotes it in the first, right in Bereshis. Bereshis, Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Yisrael. Beis, in this context, means for the purpose of. The Torah was given for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. The world was created for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. And was created for the purpose of Torah. Ve'inyan. Every Yid has his Shoresh Neshama in Torah, meaning Shehu Shoresh Kol Hashroshim Shel Klal Yisrael. The Torah is the root of all roots of all Klal Nishmas Yisrael. He explains this becomes more clear as we go on as to what the purpose is of having neshamas rooted in Torah is. What does that mean? Through the fact that all of the roots of all of the neshamas are rooted in Torah, is yisachdu nafshes Yisrael b'Hashem Yisbarach. So the neshamas of Klal Yisrael have the ability of becoming one with the Ribbono Shel Olam be'es askam b'Torah. He says here a phenomenal concept. Namely, the concept of Achdus between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam stems from the fact that really they are one. So due to the fact that the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael and Torah are one, as a result, when Klal Yisrael learns Torah, they have the ability to be Nesachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the relationship between Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam? De'arais of a kodesh baruch hu chadu. Because Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam are one. So he explains, what is that supposed to mean? What does it mean, Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam are one? So he's masbir, almost in pashtus. Shehayim ebilti afshari liyas ha'olam. The truth of the matter is that it really is impossible for the world to have been created. Why? Because viz meglach, how can it be possible that an infinite God, who's memale, who fills and occupies the entire universe, although of course the universe isn't even created, but how can the Ribbono Shel Olam create a world, ki ima yidei shenisached HaKadosh Baruch Hu im HaTorah, were it not for the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah? Why not? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is infinite, ubilti, baltachlis, and has no limitations. Ve'en le gvul v'kitzva v'shir. He has no limitations, no boundaries, no defined amounts. E'bazai, v'loy hoya b'afshari livra hoya l'magash mi'amugbo b'zman amokim. How is it possible for an infinite creator to create a limited world which is full of numerous boundaries? So he says, you know why? Because you got a bench on a kezias. Because a lulav needs to be 3 tvachim long. Because carrying 4 amis on Shabbos is a malacha. As a result of the Torah, which is full of all kinds of boundaries, therefore the Rebbeinu Shlom was able to create the world. Ki im b'emtzaus ha-Torah. It is only through the methodology of Torah shenislabesh ha-boiri yizborach, with which the Rebbeinu Shlom enclosed himself, shu oir mata levushai. It is an oir which encompasses levushai. Is v'al yedei zeh, through the method of Torah, yacholiyas tzimtzum lahagbal bazman umokim. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlom was able to create the concept of tzimtzum, to create limitation, both in time and in space, both of which have tremendous limitations. Because we find that Torah has all of those aspects: boundaries, limitations, and amounts. K'may mechazal haposik Megillah, Afa, Arka, Esrim ba'ama, V'rach ba'eser ba'ama. He gives them one mashal. Posik in Zechariah, meaning, say chazal, shehi al Torah. Shiyesh lamida kimidasa shenitnu lachazal b'pirush haposuk hazeh. Chazal defined it by with all kinds of shiurei Torah. Ulechein al yada through Torah tzimtzum abayi yizbarach b'teicha ilam. As the Rebbeinu Shlom was able to conceal himself, to be mitzamtzim himself within this concealment, ad shebara olam hazeh b'gvul v'tachlis, until he mamish created a world full of limitations and boundaries. Then he finishes with the thought, which I think we learned in one of the other pieces, of the chayn nikra hamidis hamikubalim etzleinu b'shem midis. That's why we call midis, well, that which we call the midis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're called midis. Why is, what is midah? Midah is a measurement. Because mepnei shekocha modad v'shir chachmosi yisbarach kam ha-shiyoch ala'olam lizbel, because in each one of these midis, the Rebbeinu Shlom measured how much the world would be able to tolerate of his chesed, of his gevura, of his tiferes. Oyeshiv is chachmas alikus yisbach, to the degree that the Rebbeinu Shlom measured how much the world would be able to tolerate of each one of these midas. So you find, therefore, the correspondence between the creation of the world and Torah, that both of them are bound by limitations. You find that the Shem Shakai verse that Sha'omar lo elomai dai, or that he said la'yom ad pay tovai, and similar statements like that. They are all based in Torah, which is given entirely with midas. You have yomim tovim that have to take place on certain days and limitations in time. You have certain things that only apply to certain people. It's full of all kinds of limitations. As a result, using that as the blueprint, when it came into physical form, it resulted in a world which is full of physical limitations. So if someone wants to be medabik in the Creator who created through that blueprint, the method is by being medabik oneself in the blueprint, and as a result be connected to the Creator. He asks Mamash a yeshiva shakasha. The Gemara says, on the pasuk it says, you should cling to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Gemara v'chiyev shalidavik b'shchina. How can a person possibly cleave to the shchina? Vali eishaychlu. It is a consuming fire. Says the Gemara, alahadbek b'midoisav. Connect to his midos. Mahuracham avataracham. Just like he is compassionate, you should be compassionate. What kind of answer is this? It doesn't match up with the pasuk. Dikra the mashma that dveikus bayis barach mamish v'lebi midaisav. It doesn't say how big midaisav. It says uvaisidba cleave takadish baruch. So how are you answering me? Imitate his midas. So good. So then I'm connected to his midas. But you're telling me I'm connected. I'm supposed to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. V'chiyav shebuchol. You're back to the same kasha. Is ve'eich noitzi aposig mipshutai. How can any good chassidish sefer ask that we should take the pasuk out of the pashtus, the simple meaning of the pasuk, leimer hadvik b'midaisiv, that it means connect to the Rabbeinu Shalayim's midas? Ve'en zalash nakosiv. That's not what the pasuk says. Shari kosiv uvoisid back. It says we should cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Demashkme dafke boyev v'leiv b'midaisiv. That means cleave to the Rabbeinu Shalayim, not to his midas. So how do you answer the question by giving an alternative thing to cleave to? But based upon what we're learning, we understand very well. Because the midas came into being, the midas are defined by the tzimtzum. Through the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyochol embodied himself in these garments, which is the Torah itself. So he says, "Vehem yud gimel midas." The Gemara says, "Mahu racham afal terachum." Says the Maranayim, "Vehem yud gimel midas shatayish shabal pen edeshes b'hen mitayish shabiksav." They are the very same 13 attributes. Are the same 13 midas of Rabbi Shmuel, for which obviously the Mefarshim explained that that's the reason we say it before Psuka Dezimra in the morning. Not because we want to learn the 13 midas shatayin adreshes ben, but because they correspond with the 13 midas shal rachmim. Vehein hein, they are the same midas. Hayud gimel midas shenis kibu pasuk Hashem Hashem kel rachim lechanan. These midas are the same midas that are mentioned in that pasuk. Is aleihem ramzu chazal, for this it is upon them that chazal are speaking mahu rachim. It's referring to the yud gimel midas, meaning. When a person toils in Torah in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shoyrish nishmasai, in order to connect to his shoyrish nishama, shesham hu b'Torah ka'amar, the person understands that through Torah one has the ability to connect to one's shoyrish nishama, which is in Torah. So when a person sits down to learn, they're not only connecting with the Rabbeinu Shalom, but they're connecting with their own shayrish neshama. Is ka'amar nasa achtus echod ima boiris moch kaviyachol. We complete a circuit that the person becomes totally unified with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ulechen gam apshuta shal mikra emes. Therefore, with no stretch at all to say that even the simple meaning of the pasuk is true. Uboy sidbak. As a result of connecting with the 13 midas shatayin nidreshes b'hem, which are the 13 yud gimel midas harachmim, as a result, it is uvay sidbak. Then we are cleaving to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Mamish. Shu yis'ached b'mekoyroi b'ha'toyra, the person becomes unified in his source in Torah. B'sham nasin achtus echod. Mamish, there it becomes one total unity. Says the Gemara, Ubiyaru Chazal. So Chazal explain, Ketzat tia dveikusa b'yisbarach mamish. How can a person have literal dveikus in Hashem? B'tirtzu. So they answer, Shehu al yidei midos av ka'amar. It is through the midas of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Aydea midas, shatayin nidresh is b'am. Through the midas that the Rabbeinu, that Torah is nidresh, is yuchalul adavka b'yisbarach, that a person can be mizdabik b'Hashem. V'zeu ma'ahu rachum, this is the meaning of, just like he is rachum, you should be rachum, shezeu eitza nechayna. This is fascinating. So he says, really, what a person should do, if they want to be v'davik b'Hashem, is go study Torah. Because you're saying that the closest way is through the yud gimel midas shatayin nidreshes b'hem. Says the Maranayim. So why do you go to the midas ma'ahu rachum afatu rachum? Says the Maranayim, you know why? Shezeu eitzen nechayna el ha'odam. This is a piece of wisdom given, a piece of advice given to a person. Asher enen yuchel lasek b'Torah tamid. A person who doesn't have the ability to always study Torah is al kalponim yiyah tamchin daraisa. If he can't study himself, he should support Torah. Mahu racham afat racham. If you can't be davuk in Torah through the actual Yud Gimel Midrash Torah Nedreshes Bem all the time, at least be a supporter of Torah. And that's the mahu racham afat racham. She'al yoda, through the support of Torah, yuchal isha oisik b'Torah limit b'dveikus ha'amu l'davka b'yis barach. So the mahu racham is a conduit in order to enable a person to, who doesn't have the ability themselves to be davuk through the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Bahem, but you don't want to lose that on the dveikus. So support the study of Torah. As a result, somebody else who's davuk, and obviously somebody who's davuk in the davuk, is davuk themselves. A very interesting twist on supporting the study of Torah. Here we go. We wrote already last week. We learned this last week. Kavanos Haman Arasha, the intent of Haman. Why Dafka did he want to have his party in Chodesh Adar? He explained last week. Because he celebrated the fact that in Zayin Adar, that it was in Chodesh Adar, that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Chazali didn't know that, and not only did he die in Chodesh Adar, but he was also born in Chodesh Adar. So he explained last week, that was the concept. He thought that he was getting rid of Das. Says, no. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, so the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu, although it departed in the form of Moshe, it went back to its source and was concealed in Torah. And now every Jew has access to it. And that is the meaning he explained last week, that he didn't know that Neilad Moshe, meaning not Moshe Rabbeinu was born then, but Moshe Rabbeinu was reborn in the form of Limudat Torah, that every Jew can access to his ability in the study of Torah. So he says here, V'zeh l'yad ishes kvirasai, meaning no person knows where it's buried. Nobody knows where he's buried, meaning every person has the ability to access Moshe according to their ability, according to their brain power. And any das that that person will access, that is the Moshe Rabbeinu, who is now concealed in Torah. So Moshe is cover, he is cover in Torah. And we have access to it. Ach sheyeda, but every person must know. Kol kvuras Moshe shiyale kol adash al Moshe. No person will know the entirety of Moshe. Meaning zei yevsha yuen shabrichus. No person can become all of Moshe Rabbeinu. But every one of us better go after whatever part of Moshe Rabbeinu we can access according to our own ability. That's how he explained it last week. That there's every person has their pchinas of das. And as a result, Haman failed in Adar, based upon what he's saying here, because each of us is still mushrish in Torah through our ability to be able to study Torah and access it through Limud HaTorah. Now, v'hinei hadas hu b'chinas vav. Everybody knows that das is the letter vav. Vav is hamshacha, and it's evidently das. Shuam shachas ha-Torah. Did everybody there know that? Okay, good. V'zehu v'ata titzava. This is v'ata titzava, meaning, but first let's explain, why is Moshe Rabbeinu's name not mentioned? Kihine, chal seyde titzava b'shavu shachal b'zayin adar. Look at this. Parashas Tetzava comes out in the week of Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira, Moshe Rabbeinu's passing. Right? Who b'chinis istalkus Moshe? Ulechein, for this reason, Moshe Rabbeinu disappears. Leniska shmei b'seidazu, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in this parasha, kinistalik Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu's gone. Ach, hu behelam b'toyre ka'omer. But he didn't really disappear, only he's now concealed in Torah. So in order to have the concealment, his name isn't mentioned. He's there in concealment. is achu behelam b'teira ka'ama v'hu b'chinas vav. This is the concept of vav. V'zeu v'ata titzave pirish. Vav, ata, meaning this concept of das, shehu das, which is hamshachas ha'teira, that concept which is now accessible to us in a concealed form in Torah, that which Moshe Rabbeinu left for us, that's the Noilad Moshe, that's the new form of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is now given and is accessible to us in the form of Limud HaTorah, that Vav, that Ata, is Titzave Lashon Tzavs of a Chibur, that becomes the unifying force. Pirish Shetechaber is B'nai Yisrael. V'ata Titzave is B'nai Yisrael means you das will unify Klal Yisrael with their Creator. V'yikru Elecha, what does this mean? Pirish sheyikru es atzmam. They will take themselves, the hiskare v'lecha, to become one with you, l'davik b'madrigoscha, to become one with Moshe Rabbeinu, l'hamshich b'chines hadash al Torah, to be able to draw the das of Torah. Ki gam ha-Torah nikra al-shmei shel Moshe, everybody knows that Torah is called zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. Like Hashem says to Yeshua, says the Maranayim, what is this all about? So he says, it means exactly what we've been talking about. Moshe Rabbeinu is the das of Kol Yisrael. It is through him that we have, throughout the ages, the ability of Hamshachas HaTorah. Ukishemes, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, Leirot HaKadosh Baruch Hu afilu loyim alehem, he didn't want to say to Klal Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer there. Izva'ama, so what did he say to them? Tzei v'todam b'mulchama. I can't tell Klal Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer alive. They won't be able to handle it. So go confuse them, go make them busy with war. He says, no, Pirish b'malchamta shel Torah. They still want to have Moshe Rabbeinu. They can have him. He's in a blat gemara. As a mitzvah in a concept of Torah, that's where he'll be. She'al yidei milchama shebet Torah. They should understand that although Moshe Rabbeinu in that form is no longer there, but through their milchama in Torah, yuchlu lavoi ba'atzmem al hadas begonis b'Torah, they will have their own das that they will acquire through the study of Torah. As therefore, the pasuk expresses this concept in this mitzvah in particular. V'zeo v'yikru edecha shemen zayizach. They should take shemen zayizach, pirish ha-chochma, wisdom, nikru shemen zayiz, k'mam ha-chazal. Like Chazal tell us, somebody wants to become smart, should become accustomed to olive oil. Zach, Pirish, Chav, Zayin, Oisius, HaTorah, the 27 letters of the alphabet, 22 letters plus the 5 final letters makes 27. Mechachma Nafkis, V'Chachmosa Yisbarach, this is the Zach, the letters of Chachmas Hashem. Is ve'al yidei zeh, through the study of Torah, yuchal adam ledavik by Yisbaruch, a person has the ability to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kosis lamo'er, meaning pirishi kasasu et atzvam, they should chop themselves, they should beat themselves. Lovei lamo'er shebetech HaTorah, they should beat themselves to come to the true inner light of Torah. K'mayim ha'chazal ha'mo'er sheba machzir lemotiv. It is the mo'er, it's the wisdom, it's the das, it's the Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah that will return them to Mutav Lahalis Ne Tamid. What does that mean? Shebezet Toli Kolelos Hanashomas Shinikraim Ner. And this is dependent, this concept that he brought earlier, that the Aliyah, the bonding of the Neshama to its Shoresh, stems from one understanding that his Shoresh is in Torah. Kamesh Ksiv Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So this becomes the failure of Haman, that Haman thought that it was all over, this Hamshacha, this Das. In the meantime, the opposite is true, and rather than the Das being lost, the Das is returned to us through Torah. As a result, it's Kima v'kiblu ayuhudim, there's a new Kabbalah HaTorah, which takes place as a result of Me'ahavas HaNes, from the recognition of of the power of the neshama of the Jew. So all we need to do is figure out why, therefore, there's a concept on Purim of Ad Lo Yada. If it's the month of Das, so why do we blur the Das?
Wait, what's the shot?
What's the shot?
What's the shot?
It's hidden.
Where do we have two A's? Last week. Last week it was the beginning of the name to the end of the name. I would tell you, except and tell you about Pe.
I think if you want to know what something is, you probably want to know what it is.
Here went into last week was the oiler, it was the Tereshib Xavan Tereshib Al Peh. Here, it's the Chalal referring to the Hamshach of Torah, Befrat.
You really want to get into something, you have to disappear
right into it. Right. Like, Ve'ata.